Hoops on fire. Ivy Tech's on fire. And I know one person who is very excited when Indiana sports are going well and Ivy Tech is going well. And when chili cook-offs are going well, it's my buddy, the Chancellor Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing pretty well, except it's a little windy outside. Other than that, pretty good.
Hang on now. We 7 o'clock, it'll all be gone. It's amazing how they know exactly when that's going to push through, and then no more wind for a little bit. But we want some wind tonight, Indiana and Iowa. Boy, that's going to be a packed Simon Scott Assembly Hall tonight. Heck, you're busy all week and weekend and everything. You've got a million things going on. But first, I got to go back to the chili cook-off because I think I saw the results correctly, didn't I?
You did. So, boy, did we take home a lot of awards and all that trophies and all that good stuff. So first, I'll call out, of course, our incredible students in our culinary program, Claire and Rosie. They won two of the awards. I think there were a total of four, and they won two. They won for best vegetarian chili, and they also won, thank you very much, this is amazing, most and best professional chef.
Wow.
Which
all right.
Our students. So we are so excited about that. And, you know, the program chairs and faculty were there in support of our students, and they were just so excited. They couldn't believe it. They called them up for the first award, and then it was like, boom, the second award, and they were just stunned and so excited, and I'm so great for them. And then Neville Vaughn, Fire Lord Vaughn, everyone's best favorite Irishman, he won. He defended his title from a couple of years ago because we hadn't had that chili cook-off and the Freeze Fest and since 2020. So he was People's Choice in 2020, and he won in 2023. Pretty cool. And, of course, now I have to deal with it at home and now what a great chef he is. And well, my chili won and all that kind of stuff.
I like it.
It was a blast.
It's time to go down to Black Lumber to get some more wood for the trophy cabinet, it sounds like.
So that's
the golden spatulas that are being on display now at Ivy Tech and the Vaughn household. So congratulations. What a fun event. I know that was January, yep. But we haven't talked in a couple weeks. So I didn't want that to slide by because I know as we get later into the semester, we'll start daydreaming about the Yellowwood Cafe. I'm not sure what their schedule is, and I don't mean to sneak up on you with that one, but is that something they're working towards maybe after spring break, or are we going right now? How is that vision going to play out this spring?
Still this spring, she's going to be doing some, and she's done one before, already this semester, but she's doing some pop-up kind of things.
Very cool.
Lunches and things like that. So if you're on her email listserv that she sends people out, you'll get that information. But you can always go to the Yellowwood website and check to see what's going on. But, you know, from time to time, the one time that she just did it this semester, I was out of the office, and I think it was some, like, phenomenal desserts or something, and I was kind of upset that I wasn't here. It wasn't on my calendar. So anyway, you can check that out at the Yellowwood website.
Very cool. Get on that mailing list, and then you won't miss anything. Well, I'm glad you're back. That means you've been busy. Indianapolis meetings are the big picture for Ivy Tech. Anything new on that radar we need to be aware of?
Well, very soon we will be announcing our new strategic plan that will go into effect. Actually, it's in effect right now, but we're working on kind of the metrics related to our goals and things like that. So that's been taking up a lot of my time, and that's exactly what was happening. It was kind of lots of meetings scheduled up there, including, you know, the chancellors meet together, our state board meets, and that we just had that last week. So that's where I was, having fun in meetings. We're now back in person, no more Zooms, things like that. You know, oftentimes we'll have a couple of Zooms here and there, but it sure is great to be back in person and see your friends and colleagues and get things done.
Excellent. And we know you're busy, and you're busy coming up this weekend as well. The reason I saw this is I get my the little newsletter from middle school every morning.
Yeah.
And the Science Olympiad is coming your way, another great part of Ivy Tech Community College.
Yeah, you know, we're so glad to host this and so excited and proud to and honored to serve as a host for the Science Olympiad. You know, years before, again, pre-COVID, we were doing science Olympiads, we were doing robotics contests, all of those things, it seemed like all the time. And so we're back, we are hosting this year's Science Olympiad. We're serving over 17 schools across the state. The team tells me that school from as far as in Lake County. That's the furthest group that's traveling. Will be here on Saturday. It's you can actually, as a member of the community, come on out here to Ivy Tech on the west side at 200 Daniels Way from 9 to 2:30. Immediately following that 2:30 time, all of the different things will be over, and they will have an award ceremony. But again, 17 schools from all the middle school and high schools throughout the state. So that's age 6, grades 6 through 12. I'm told there's going to be over 300 people. That does not include all of the volunteers. We've got lots of volunteers from, of course, our campus, faculty, staff, and our community. But, you know, I do want to give a shout out to the brothers O'Neill, both the director for the Science Olympiad is Dan O'Neill, and his brother, Patrick. Both of them are faculty members here in anatomy, physiology, and biolife sciences. So they're here, and they run the program, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you've got nothing to do this Saturday during the day, 9 to 2:30, come on out for Science Olympiad.
Awesome, and those kids work so hard at it as well, and put together these projects and do all that and get to compete. That's the great part. And you guys, playing host, again, just another great experience and a great way to get people in your doors. And another great way to do that is Tuesdays at the Tech. We always talk on Thursdays, so we had one this week. Hold on, I'm looking at my calendar here. This will be the Valentine's Day edition. Tuesday at the Tech. Bring that special someone with you.
Yeah, feel the love. Come on out. Bring your friend out to Ivy Tech. Every Tuesday we have what we call Tuesdays at the Tech. It's from 3 to 5, literally every Tuesday. And you can come out and, you know, take a tour of the campus, connect with an admissions counselor, you know, even talk about some of the resources that we have available here, which include things like, what kind of scholarships can I get? Maybe I have a disability. How can I be served in that way? What kind of tutoring do we have? All of that. So every Tuesday at the Tech, here over at Ivy Tech from 3 to 5, you can come on in and meet our great staff and admissions and recruitment and faculty and get to learn more and you know, settle on a goal for, you know, reaching finishing a degree here or even just taking a class or two to transfer it to IU. Whatever works for you, we're here to help.
Awesome. And the other part of that, do I need to make a reservation, or is this just like an open house where anybody can pop in whenever it's convenient?
We do like to know if people are coming, so you can go to our website at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. But guess what? If you walk in the door and you didn't RSVP, we're not turning you away. So whichever way works for you, it would be great just to have a number. So if you did want to RSVP your coming out here for Tuesdays at the Tech, we encourage that, but you're also welcome to just walk in the door.
Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest on Thursdays. Ivy Tech, busy, busy as always. And heck, we're talking about next week being, you know, Valentine's Day. That's the middle of February. But classes the next 8 weeks will start just a little bit more than a month from then.
Yeah, Monday, March 20th. So, you know, for all of us in Monroe County, our school corporation and Ivy Tech and IU all have spring break at the same time. And immediately following spring break, we'll start a next round of 8-week classes. So, you know, you can come in for Tuesday at the Tech to figure out what you might want to do. You can come in for an admissions campus visit on your own, or you can just walk in and just say, what do I need to do? I want to enroll. I need help. You know, we've got great people here. You can call us at 812-330-6013 to get enrolled for those classes that start on Monday, March 20th.
And those classes are, even though it's just an 8-week session, you have a full menu, right? This isn't some special shortened or anything else, correct?
Right, correct. So it's everything that we offer. Now, outside, of course, of our selected programs like nursing, you have to be admitted to the School of Nursing, those kinds of courses. But all general ed courses, all of our business courses, all of our IT courses, you know, life sciences classes, all of every single course outside of our nursing program, you'll be able to get enrolled, and you can take those classes in several different ways, several different modalities, including online only. You can also take a class face-to-face only. And then we have a hybrid version of those things. So whatever works for you, for your schedule, everybody's so busy. But our staff here can help you decide what would work best for you and your schedule. And, boy, you'll find just about every class available to enroll in.
Okay, so we know we have some specialty programs as well, mm-hmm. accelerated programs, and for people that are highly ambitious, are those starting on the 20th as well? So it's just like another Ready, Set, Go?
Right. So we have, you know, and we've talked about it several times. I know Trudy Weddle's been on the on the show. And
I Jennifer get confused Ross. Easy. I get confused easy.
Super. Me too. But we have what we call our accelerated programs. And so that's for we call accelerated ASAP. Those are for the classes that start on March 20th. We're gearing those more toward an adult that was interested in taking classes a little on a faster pace and finishing a degree in a year or a little under 2 years. And so then that starts March 20th, and that's in things like business, IT, and education. And then if you're a high school student right now and you're thinking about wanting to get that associate degree quicker and then go on to a four-year, that's our ASAP class, and that'll start in June, and we're taking applications for that. So there's a March 20th start, and there's an early June start for our accelerated programs.
Busy, busy times. Jenny Vaughn, Ivy Tech. And you mentioned the nursing program earlier. The new Bloom magazine has featured that. Tell me what we should be looking for and where we can pick one of those up.
Well, I am super proud of two wonderful people that work as deans on our campus. They happen to be sisters. So if you have the New Bloom magazine, it's on page 50. It is an article about the sister deans at Ivy Tech Bloomington. So Kim Roach is our nursing dean, so the School of Nursing dean, and you can recall that she just took that job in August. And then Carly Wyatt is our dean for health sciences. Carly has been the dean for the School of Health Sciences for several years, and it's just a great story. They're from Greene County. They're wonderful people. They love, you know, their family. They travel together, all of that, and I just thought it was pretty cool, and I talked to Malcolm, and I said, hey, I would love for you to feature our sister deans at Ivy Tech, and that's just what they did. So go back out and get that Bloom magazine and page 50 and read about two wonderful women that grew up in our community and are working in our community and serving so many students in not only nursing but also health sciences.
Well, how fun is that? Absolutely. And you can find those magazines at, I know, like Black's Market downtown mm-hmm. has those on their end. All the hotels have them in their lobbies as well. I don't know. I feel out of the loop. I don't know where the Bloom magazines hang out. I think I've covered it though. I think I've got that right.
Yeah, lots of restaurants. Even we have them out here, so
good.
They deliver several boxes to us too, so students and employees can grab those. So they're all over town. Go to Upland and grab one and grab a beer at the same time. Just saying. Page 50.
Well, wait a second. Right? Wait, we got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Does that mean Super Bowl chili? Does that mean the chili part two? What's on the menu what's the chef making?
Well, he's making chili, of course, because he can't ever stop telling us what a great chef he is and chili maker. But he's also doing some wings and things like that. So we're going to get together with friends and enjoy that. Love the halftime show. Yeah, we're excited. We're ready to rock and roll.
And as we joked about, but not really, next week is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And we know that's on Tuesday. Tuesday's at the Tech. But the day after Valentine's Day, next Thursday and Friday, also very important, have a heart and donate some blood.
Right, and we're so proud, and I think I say this every time I can, every time possible. You know, we are working with the Red Cross, so it's just been a great partnership to have monthly blood drives out here on our campus. It will be in Shreve Hall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday the 16th and on Friday the 17th. You just need to go to redcrossblood.org, put in the zip code 47404, and you can go right on there and register to donate blood out here at Ivy Tech next week, Thursday and Friday.
And that's another great service and partnership here in our community. I see summer camps are, it's never too early to start if you want to get those special days and special things. Ivy Tech's got it packed all summer long for the kids.
We do, and, you know, they're always so well attended, and they're just unique. You know, we always try to add something new to the lineup of summer camps. We're working, again, with Constellation Stage and Screen, so there's all going to be all kinds of courses related to that. We will be offering our traditional Ivy Arts for kids, college for kids, all of that will run all of June and July. I know kids go to back to school pretty early, so we'll do all of June and July, but those camps will be open for registration on March 1st. So if you might want to mark your calendar for that day, or you can even go out right now and look at all the things that are being offered. Of course, they're going to update that website as well. But March 1st, get your kids enrolled for summer camp.
There you have it. It'll be here before we know it. Well, thank you as always for your generous time today. Have a fantastic Super Bowl weekend. You have any dog in the fight? I know that you're a San Francisco girl. Boy, you guys ran out of quarterbacks quickly. Just
that was
a tough one. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, the guy can't feel his arm. You got to put him back in because there's nobody left.
I know. It was
unbelievable.
Like, we turned it off. It was awful. I couldn't.
You knew it
I
was coming.
Watch it.
Yeah,
that's right.
That train was coming down the tracks, and it was just easier to turn away. Well, you have a great Super Bowl. Have a great Valentine's Day.
Yes,
and
yay.
We'll come back next Thursday and review all the fun stuff and keep an eye on that future because it's awfully bright out there on the west side. Thank you, Chancellor.
That's right. Thank you, and go Hoosiers.
I like that.
What a streak. Let's go Hoosiers. We got this.